Chapter 6. Bryn Mawr looked at me, and I looked at him. The roaming rangers of Nalzimbor were a band of the most elusive people in the world, a heralded group of do-gooders whose deeds were whispered in all corners of the world. It was no wonder we were snared in their net. They were said to be the renowned hunters and trappers in the land. And now we stood in the midst of two of them, neither of which was very intimidating. Perhaps they were lying.
You can't be serious.
Indeed I am,
Shum said, his face calm and resolute.
I imagine you'd expect someone different, but I tell you we are who we say we are.
Well, your brother Hoven hasn't said anything,
Bryn Mawr said, adjusting the buckles on his armor.
He's discreet, Bryn Mawr Boldergild.
And I've never heard of wilder elves either,
I said.
Nor should you have. Of course, I'm certain you aren't aware of all the dragon kind either. Are you, Nath Dragon?
I smiled. I couldn't help it when I found out that someone had heard of me. It made my heart swell. I extended my dragon arm.
Is it that obvious?
Both elves drew close to me, eyeing my arm in fascination. Hoven reached out, touched it, shook his head, and backed away.
Forgive my brother, but he gets excited at times.
You call that excited?
Bryn Mawr said.
For him it is,
Shum said.
Come with me. I've some food prepared, if you'd like to eat.
The food was good. The cave setting quaint, tucked back in the hills. The elves certainly knew how to cook their venison. Shum passed over a small bowl filled with nuts and berries. Bryn Mawr scoffed at it.
The whispers serve you well, Nath Dragon. Your hair, eyes, build, all as the rumors describe. Yet there's been no mention of your arm as yet.
Nor should there be, I said, eyeing him.
So, are you going to tell us what you were trying to trap out here?
That was a pretty big net. A winged ape, perhaps. Shaman Hoven's eyes widened like moons. They both leaned in.
You've seen him.
Aye. Fought him off, we did.
Where? Where did you see him?
I had their full attention now. Both of the elves were hungry for every last detail. But I wasn't going to tell them anything if they didn't tell me what I wanted to know first.
What is it? And why are you after it?
I asked. Shum shifted in his spot, his double chin dipping, eyes narrowing a little.
I cannot say, Dragon. Tell me, did you wound him? Did he wound you?
I leaned forward. An arrow shattered on its hide. My sword licked at its skin, grazing it a few times. But I did get one good lick in. It grabbed Bryn Mawr and...
Dragon!
Bryn Mawr warned. I held my tongue and then finished.
And it was gone. Shot into the moonlight and disappeared. In all truth, Shum, the beast, monster, or whatever it was...
Well, it was glorious. And dangerous. The tension in the air evaporated. Their faces looked relieved. I couldn't tell if it was a good or bad thing. Something wasn't right. Awkward, I'd say.
So what do you call this beast?
I asked.
It doesn't have a name. It is a new threat, you might say. And Hoven and I are charged with its capture. I don't think anyone that faces it in combat would live. And I must say, Nath Dragon, the fact that you're still standing after facing off with it is inspiring. All the others who've encountered it are dead.
Shum was sincere. Both the elves feared it. It seemed their charge was a life or death matter.
How long have you been tracking it? Perhaps we can help,
I said. Shaman shook his head and said,
Years? We haven't seen it in years either. We just follow the signs and the stories. It seems the creature does have an affinity to these hills, however. It dwells here at times. Of that much we are certain. But its terrors are reported all over the lands.
There are many terrors,
Brenwar said.
And that makes him all the more difficult to track.
Shum rose to his feet.
I'm grateful for the information. And perhaps I can be of some assistance to you as well.
You sure you don't want our help?
I said, rising.
It's our problem. I see no need for you to endanger yourselves. But we do share much in common as trackers. You want dragons. And I want that monster. I honor what you do, Nath Dragon, rescuing the great lizards.
I didn't like the name lizard, but he meant it in a reverent way. So I let him continue.
We've seen dragons in the shale, but not many. Still, where the rivers meet and beyond the horizon over the mountain lies a graveyard. They say many bones can be found there. Of all the races and all the monsters, even dragons. Treasure hunters and adventurers traverse from time to time, but the risk is high.
He stood up and stretched his long arms.
Poachers lie in these hills as well. They have hidden outposts and make many traps for dragons. The dragons like the seclusion here, but not that the poachers have invaded. Their lives are in danger. Of course, we've come across many dead poachers as well. Many scorched to the bone.
And what of the winged ape, Shum? What happens if we come across its path again?
Shum and Hoven's piercing eyes locked on mine. They both shook their heads.
Run! Hide! Don't cross with it again if you want to live, Nath Dragon. The creature is dangerous, much more so than it appears. Consider yourself fortunate.
Brenwar bristled at the remark and said,
And we're supposed to believe two pot-bellied elves can take it, and we can't? Ha ha! No, that's a laugh.
Watch your boast, dwarf.
Shum warned.
Roaming rangers are some of the best fighters in all of Nelsimbor. I suggest you save your energy for the trials you face ahead. We are not your enemy, and you should be glad of that.
Shum donned his cloak and extended his hand. Elves were tall in some cases, even taller than me. Shum and his brother Hoban were half a head shorter, but just as heavy, if not heavier. We braced arms, and I could feel the power in his grip. I said,
Thanks for the warning, brothers, and thanks for the information.
Without another word, they departed, two ghosts disappearing into the dimness of the forest. I wondered if I'd ever see them again. The wilder elves, the roaming rangers. One thing was certain. They were hiding something. I was pretty good at detecting that. But what it was, I wasn't sure.
Let's go, Brenwar. And I'll lead this time. We've got some dragons to save.